From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jack Kosowski. St. Louis Circuit Court attorney Kim Gardner has asked the Missouri Supreme Court to restore her authority to prosecute a couple accused of wielding guns at racial injustice protesters last summer. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Gardner's office on Thursday petitioned the state Supreme Court to block a judge's order disqualifying her and her office from prosecuting Mark McCloskey. McCloskey and his wife, Patricia, each pleaded not guilty in October to charges of unlawful use of a weapon and evidence tampering. Gardner was disqualified for mentioning the McCloskey case in fundraising emails before the August Democratic primary. On Wednesday, former U.S. Attorney Richard Callahan was appointed special prosecutor. The University of Missouri plans to hold in-person graduations this spring after canceling the ceremonies last year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The details are not yet final, but the university says that it plans to have ceremonies for May and August graduates during the two weekends in May. Students who didn't get in-person ceremonies last year will be invited back to be honored in late April. The university says that graduates can invite up to 6 people who will be grouped together and distance from others. Missouri protesters who repeatedly block traffic without permission could face felony charges under a bill passed by state senators. The GOP-led Senate voted 24-9 Thursday to pass the bill. The measure follows protests last summer in the St. Louis area over the death of George Floyd, including the demonstrations that blocked major highways. Republican critics have argued the protest method might block ambulances and put demonstrators at risk of being hit. Blocking traffic without permission will be first punished as an infraction under the bill. A third offense would be a felony. Violators would face up to 4 years in prison. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has granted 15 new pardons and 2 sentence commutations. The actions were announced today. Parson's office declined to name those being pardoned or having their sentences commuted. A news release said that the names will be released after all families have been notified. Parson's legal team continues to review clemency files. The release says that he is working to reduce the backlog inherited by his administration. In December, Parson granted 24 pardons and commuted the sentences of 3 prior drug offenders to house arrest. I'm Jack Kosowski, KBI News, Columbia.